Supplemental reading.
What does dropout really mean? One popular saying in America is that there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. This means that statistics are often deceiving. Statistical numbers reveal facts that appear to be true, but in reality, mask a truth that is much more complicated. Many researchers think this is the case with dropout statistics. National high school dropout rates are difficult to accurately determine for several reasons. First, each state records dropouts differently. There is no national standard for what the term dropout means. Some students drop out of one school after their freshman year and then go to another school to finish their high school career. Others do not finish high school, but later take a special test and receive a general education diploma, or GED, which is equivalent to a high school diploma. Statistical discrepancies can cause confusion. For example, several studies have recently claimed that the U.S. high school dropout rate is about 25%. But the National Center for Education Statistics showed the U.S. dropout rate at 14%. How can the statistics be so different? Which ones are more correct? The answers are not clear, and researchers add to the confusion by arguing among themselves. The validity of statistics depends on how they are calculated. Statistics often don't reflect different factors in determining the statistics. They give us a picture of a situation, but the picture is not always accurate.